That's it. Very small. But there is more than that. He does something, if you let, because there are places that you will stop it. We know that there is a direct channel. Means on his desk, he will push a button and he will connect to you personally, as a person. We know that happens. Do we? I know. What do you? That's what you don't think about and you don't swallow. Yes, he does. He can and he do. He has a way to talk to you through your heart. If you listen, how did he choose the prophets? By calling them, talking to them, right? Did he need some instruments and things to do it? And this story didn't help me. I don't know if it helps you, because I wasn't there. And I don't know if it really happened or not. So, there are somewhere else I was there and I saw it happen. Remember? Oh my God, I talked about it a lot. Inspiration. What is inspiration that happens to Michelangelo Buonarroti, that's happening to, like what? For me, I go a little bit back, maybe in the 60s. I'm looking for someone alive who's a Kid Jarrett. What's happening to him? He's a good pianist, a very clever one, a fantastic musician, composer. Choose another name. He will let you know, honestly, like all other artists, that, I don't know, somehow something comes in me. Right? Okay, my question is, why it comes more often to, let's say, Frank Lloyd Wright as an American architect, and not to some other non-architects? Because the God tried to learn to listen to his heart. Have you learned to listen to your heart? Do you ever listen to your heart? Only when it's crying, maybe. You cannot avoid it. But the heart is there. And it's the instrument of communication, and he will use it. You should become the ear. Because not only he is talking to you, he is pulling your ear. Means forcefully, like a nasty guy, you want to lead him to the classroom, he will grab his ear. He said, it's taking your ear because you are too busy with your silly logic that is not helping you in this matter, but you're too busy to that and you don't listen. Let's repeat these three verses. I believe what I taught was in these three verses. Who's over you?
Whomsoever thou didst deem to be a lover, regard as the loved one, for relatively he is both this and that. If they that are thirsty seek water from the world, water too seeks in the world them that are thirsty. Inasmuch as he is lover, do thou be silent. As he is pulling thine ear, be thou ear. Dam the torrent when it runs in flood, else it will work shame and ruin.
Does it make sense, this verse? Even Persian is like that. Because this is Rumi. honestly, he will go to the limit because he's the most daring teacher. That's why I prefer him to other masters. He's a very daring person. So we will go to the edge to talk about the end of the story in advance. So there are times that he will go and he will explain. This is too much because it could burn you. By burning, he means that you will be useless in the fire later. Because it is too much. It is too much for whom? For intelligence. Your intelligence mainly is in a hurry, isn't it? Is in a rush. To get it fast. And the end of book one is talking about be patient. Only with patience you will get it. The rush of this will create complications. Because this one will try to give a physical attribute to whatever we are talking. A logical attribute, which doesn't work. So we have to stop this. Wherever Rumi will say, I have to stop this, means be patient. I have to stop it now. He talks to himself. Oh, stop it. You're making the fire too much. Later we'll come back to it. So this is a very good hint that here was something that you could dig deeper and you will have a better understanding later. This unification, three stuff. First, lover and beloved are one. Second, the attraction is both sides. Means, when we say lover and beloved, mainly you tend to imagine what? I said a lover and beloved. What did you imagine? To what? No. It's not like that. You're confusing yourself. Let me tell you what you thought. When I said lover and beloved, first of all, your lover was male, beloved was female. Then, yeah. For him. That's the point. For him, the lover was a male. Because we're talking about the lover. That's where we want to identify. Then what? It's more than that.
It's the unification.
No. The lover is in love with the beloved. But the beloved necessarily is not. Because that will make the Hollywood story. Because you think that this one is loving that one. There is no such stuff. This is two-way. But we talk about one of it only. Because when we say beloved, you cannot get it. Because beloved for you means being pampered, the one who could take advantage of. You see, the illusion of this animalistic sexual attraction is translated to love. That's not it. Lover and beloved, they are both in love. You cannot say if Ayaz loves Sultan Mahmud more or Sultan Mahmud loves Ayaz more. You cannot say that. In the stories, in our stories, yes, the lover is a male. If beloved is denying that love, if beloved is making those negative gestures, then we are talking, this one should be female. We are talking about the intelligence and the heart again, not two persons over there. If you're talking about a person, persona, there is no masculine and feminine in it, and it's both ways.